Good morning, brethren. Did everybody have a good night? We sure did. We really enjoyed our company. Here I go. Our hope and prayer for this weekend is that we can all fill our leaking vessels, build ourselves up, learn to honor and respect each other to the best of our abilities. Also, too, at this time, where it says in Hebrews there, where it says, forsake not the gathering together. We need this more than ever right now, brethren. We've got things that have been going on the last few years. Things that have been going on in the last few years, like a dear brother told me here a couple months ago or a month ago, in a phone conversation that seemed to be hitting nearer and dearer to the brethren. A couple years ago with the loss of a dear child in Saskatchewan, and then some of the sicknesses and some of the ailments that are befalling each and every one of us as we walk our day-to-day walk. Sister Bernice, the trouble she had a month ago, and disasters with the Seawalk family, the suffering and stuff that they've gone through the last little while. So now more than ever, I feel we need to be in this place. It is such a blessing to see all of you here. There's a family within a family here that is just unbelievable. You are more to our class. You are more our family than our earthly family. I've had a real blessing this week with Brother Jonathan. We made a road trip up to Cold Lake, and we met a dear brother that's all alone up there, Brother David Lawrence. And we went up there to support him. And by the end of the evening, the good Lord blessed me in such a way that I'm sure I made that trip for them to support me. It was amazing. And then last night with Brother George coming home, the conversations we had was just phenomenal. I, more so than anybody right now, need this, and our family needs it. And I just want so much thank you for being here, for taking the time, making the effort to travel, to be with us today and this weekend. And I know from the podium, from the speakers that we've asked to come and share with us, that our vessels will be filled. We are going to probably be overflowing. The message that we're going to receive from this podium is going to be amazing this weekend. The weather is supposed to be good. Not Phoenix weather, sorry, but it's going to be reasonable. And hopefully no more storms. We had one kind of rattle us a little bit last night. But to see each and every one of you is just an absolute blessing. And I would like to add, too, that one of the biggest blessings the dear Father could bestow upon us this weekend is I keep looking for Mom. She's supposed to be coming, right? Till noon now. Oh, okay. I guess I can quit looking out the window. We've been blessed. The hospital has granted Mom the opportunity to come out on a day pass, so she is going to be able to join us at convention on her own leisure. So that is so nice. And for Dad and for Mom and Christopher and Jana Lee, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You guys mean more than you can imagine to us. And I am so looking forward to the fellowship, to the friendship, a little bit of camaraderie. It's already started, but there's a few of us that have a tendency of picking on each other, but that's a good thing. Right, Bravo? am I forgetting something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just really thankful for the convention and for the opportunity for all of you to be here. But also, too, the lunch is going to be served. You wanted me to mention that the lunch, there's going to be a gluten-free opportunity for the soups and the sandwiches for anybody that is gluten intolerant by chance. There's going to be some stuff set aside for those individuals. And that's it. I had something written out, but I kind of forgot it all. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and being a part of this weekend with us. It means so much to us. Thank you.